Okay. So, hello and welcome everyone to Happy Hour. So, for the theme for this practice, for us this sitting together, two themes I like to bring in. One is the theme of wisdom, imbuing metta, imbuing kindness, and kindness imbuing awareness, which is a theme that those of you on retreat for a week, that's one theme from the retreat that the people reported were very nourishing, different way of practicing in many ways for many people. So that's one theme I like to bring in, because really metta doesn't need to be different from wisdom practices. And with wisdom practices where we pay attention, where we become aware of what's arising, what's passing, awareness. This awareness can be imbued with kindness, care, warmth, acceptance, love, so many different nuances of metta for different occasions. But basically knowing intertwined with sense of ease, sense of care, love. So for example, when judgmental thoughts arise, knowing them but not pushing them away. Oh, you stop it right now. Oh, that never works, because if you try to punish yourself, if you try to work with aversion, doesn't really help. It just becomes more conflictual. So noticing with becoming aware, with curiosity, with acceptance, with love, like, judgmental thought, okay, let me be curious about this. Let me open up to it and understand it a little more. So awareness can be imbued with the spirit of metta, spirit of openness, acceptance. So that's one theme I like to invite us to sit with, to explore in the guided meditation. And the other theme is we'll be primarily working with ourselves, body, thoughts, the realm, kind of the internal realm, not so much going external with other beings as we sometimes do in concentric widening circles of metta. But as the Buddha said, if you search the whole world, you won't find anyone more worthy of your own love, your own care, your own affection, your own metta. So that's all I want to say to set up the framework. And let's get into it together, or not do, whatever might be appropriate, but let's transition into our practice space. So inviting you to shift, move if you need to. Change position if you need to lie down. If you need to sit up a little straighter. Whatever this body needs, notice what this body needs right now. And arriving and landing. Greeting this body, greeting not just the body, but also the space in which the body is sitting, is being held, coming aware of the body. earth element. This body with heaviness, weight, earth on earth. And aware of the air element inside, the breath. That moves through the body. While noticing the body grounded, stable, shifting, allowing the shifting of awareness, shifting of your weight, to be moved down, down. Your sit bones, to your legs, to your feet. The earth element grounded. Stable. Inviting the whole body to relax. Your hands, your arms, your shoulders. Let them drop their weight. Inviting your legs to give their weight to the earth. Feeling supported. Inviting your whole trunk, your sit bones. To let go. To release any tension that you might be aware of holding. And the same for the face, muscles of the forehead, the jaw. Muscles inside the face. Inviting them, inviting the muscles to release, to let go of any tension, holding. Let awareness expand to feel the entire body, hold the entire body. With each out breath, dropping in, dropping more, releasing more tension. Notice that this body, earth element, earth on earth, grounded, rooted, is breathing. It's being breathed. Noticing, aware of the air moving in and out on its own. The body being breathed. It's not so much that we are breathing consciously. Let the unconscious, parasympathetic nervous system knows how to do this perfectly well. Simply relaxing. And letting it be known. And as awareness is turned internal, intimately knowing the breath, the entire in-breath, entire out-breath, can the knowing be tinged, imbued with friendliness as if you're greeting a friend who's visiting? Every moment a new arrival. Awareness greeting, knowing with friendliness, whatever comes in contact with, whatever is known, the breath, sensations. And as thoughts arise, maybe thoughts of judgment. Oh, you're not doing this well. Oh, you're getting distracted. Can awareness meet these visitors too? With openness of heart, with friendliness. They're just visitors. Even if aversion arises, not liking, wanting to push something away, in our bodies, in our hearts, our minds, can that too be met? Be known with ease, with a relaxed, open, friendly attitude. If anything arises that's challenging, hello, challenge. Hi, how are you? How's it going? Or aversion to something, stop, go away. Hello, wanting to stop, go away. How are you? How do you feel? Let me know you. It's okay. I'm open to knowing you with ease, with friendliness. For some things, you don't need to linger, some thoughts. They can be known. Oh, it's like this. You know them for a moment with friendliness. And you can come back to knowing the breath, the sensations of the body, receiving them. Receiving the sensations of the breath in the body. Greeting this friend, this breath, this one, visiting this moment, this out breath visiting, and now this one, getting to know the entirety of them, not just casually, but really getting to know them intimately from the moment they arrive till the moment they leave, taking care of this guest, serving tea and cookies, this breath, just this one. You might even experiment with smiling. At thoughts. Especially if they're judgmental. Just receiving them with a smile and letting them pass. Greeting them and letting them be on their way. We're smiling at the breath, receiving it with friendliness. Smiling is such a powerful tool. Imbuing awareness with metta. What would happen? What may shift or change if you smiled, physically smiled, imbuing your perception, the knowing. The friendliness of a smile. Please try it. And if you are hesitant or feel ridiculous, try it anyway. Experiment like a scientist. See what happens. Smiling at whatever arises in the field of experience in this moment, whatever it is. Receiving them all, even if they're a crowd of sorrows. Receiving them with a smile, everything, sensations, body, breath, thoughts, sounds, emotions. It is hypothesized that smiling is an evolutionary way to offer safety, and friendliness, to signal that to others. Can we signal that friendliness, safety, offer it to ourselves, to whatever arises, the sphere of experience? And for the last moments of this practice period, holding with appreciation, offering safety and care to yourself for having practiced, for having showed up. Even if there was connecting with the practice for 1 second, knowing that you are planting seeds by continuing to show up as best as you're able to. So appreciating this being that is me for showing up and practicing. Whatever arose or did not arise, it's all okay. Offering safety, goodwill, and appreciation. May all beings be safe. May all beings be free. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for your practice. So we have some time for sharing reflections, observations, questions, sharing your practice if you wish. You can raise your Zoom hand or type it in chat. If it's typed in chat to everyone, I will read your name. Otherwise, if it's just privately to me, I will only mention the comment or question and not the name. As I invite your reflections, I'll share one reflection, one thing that came up for me practicing in this moment in this way. So interesting that any thought or any emotion or tightening that was greeted in this friendly way with this smiling awareness, offering safety. It released much more easily or quickly, just released. So that was an interesting observation to see that, oh, they were greeted and like, hi, we're visiting. Okay, now we'll go. So interesting to see. So what did you notice? What came up for you? Questions, comments. Did you find this an easeful way of practicing? How was the smile? Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Hi.
I think one thing I'm noticing is, I guess this maybe pertains more to strong emotions for me right now, but saying like not now versus like pushing away or like denying or not feeling the emotion, and noticing how I think a lot of times my version of engaging with the emotion is really like falling into it, that empathetic distress. And so this like way that it can actually be okay. Notice like, oh, anger is here. But I'm like, you know what? I really want to practice metta right now and feel good because I really need it. So just like, okay, not now. And I think maybe it's because there's some not kindness towards the anger, I'm not sure, like hopefully, but then maybe makes it possible. So it's kind of like what I've been working with, I guess, or I noticed today.
Great. Thanks for sharing that, Lisa. Yeah. Brilliant. I love how you describe that, how you've noticed sometimes in the past falling into difficult emotions is, and kind of is empathetic distress. And here now there being this wisdom in deciding, actually, hello, visitor anger. I could practice with you. I could, with rain or let you move through the body, but right now, actually, it's wise. And I'm going to say not now, later. Right now, I'm going to choose to do this because I want to resource myself. I want to resource, and I'm kind of tired right now and not resource. So brilliant, beautiful use of wisdom to know when it's appropriate for challenging emotions for them not to arise, to say no. And also that's something you would discuss this week, and the practices, the four wise efforts to know, to have the skillfulness for unarisen or arisen in this case, where anger is arisen, is coming to skillfully to say no, to let it, to support it, and to go away skillfully. And again, what you're describing didn't sound like aversion to me. Wasn't like, go away. It was like, not now. I'm gonna come back later. We'll work later. But now I'm giving myself to this practice. Brilliant. Brilliant. Thanks for sharing that, Lisa. Love it. Nice. One reflection it, that has come through chat is easier to stay focused while smiling. Great. What a wonderful realization. And please know that that's always available to you. If there's difficulty staying focused, smile at whatever is coming up. It's so easy. Reflection from Forrest. That's, when you said only this breath, something in my heart felt really good. I will remember that. Oh, lovely. Thanks for sharing that, Forrest. Only this breath right here. And Abraham, I see your hand. Whoops. Uh-oh. I tried to ask you to unmute. There you go.
Yeah, I'll click, you click, I'll click, you click.
I clicked only once, but I can hear you now, Abraham. Lovely to hear you. Here you are.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi.
Thoughts about the smile, and maybe this only works for extroverts like myself. Maybe the introverts all know how to do this already, but I really resist somebody telling me to smile. And I find that if I smile in such a way that nobody can see it, it still feels like a really nice smile. So I get the benefit without feeling like I'm doing what the teacher's telling me to do.
You crack me up, Abraham. You crack me up. I love how you're smiling underneath. Oh, you're smiling underneath. So I'm absolutely delighted. I have mudita. My heart is joyous that the practice of smiling underneath is working for you, Abraham. That gives me great joy. Thanks for sharing that. That it shows up in this way for you. That's lovely. And yay, I put another chalk to the smiling practice in again, personalized, however it works for a given person. Of course, all these invitations you personalize for yourself, you see how it works for you. These are all just invitations.
So that's a very sophisticated, deep meta practice, is smile practice.
Yes, absolutely. It is.
I'm joking, but that's fine. I like it.
Great. So let's see. Susan says, thank you, Lisa. That was helpful. That's lovely. And Holly says, I was able to uncover a fear driving the thoughts I was having. I think the smiling helped this. Ah, thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing that, Holly. That's, yeah, there's something. evolutionary and biologically about smiling, which is about offering safety, and really can use this whichever way works for you. Offering this to yourself as this the practice. And Elizabeth says, "I love the idea of a secret smile, Abraham. That's great." So dear ones, let's transition to our practice in small groups and community. And the invitation is starting with 30 seconds of metta. And if you choose to smile at each other, or was it secretly smile? That's your choice. You can experiment with that and see how that feels in interactions in the Zoom thing. And if not, that's okay. But starting with 30 seconds of metta, and then you can share as much or as little as you wish in community. And this time is very precious, as many of you have spoken about the time to practice in community. So I'm going to, in a moment, open the rooms. And here we go. They're open. Back, everyone. Rooms are closed. So we have just a few minutes. If you would like to share some reflections about what you noticed, what came up for you, how was it? Please. Jerry says wisdom. Nice. Do you want to say more, Jerry?
I'm always impressed by the wisdom of the group. It's like, amazes me, when you're in your head and then someone else is talking about their life, and just even seeing people actively listening to what you're saying, it's one of the most profound things. So it's there's a lot of profound wisdom in these groups.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Thank you, Jerry. Thank you for that. Yeah, great. And Kathleen asks, could someone put the group web address up in the chat? This is something that that we always have Neil do. And so if somebody else can do that, but I don't have it handy. Come again tomorrow, Kathleen. Probably Neil will be here and we can share that unless somebody else has it. Any other reflections? Love to hear maybe one more reflection. What did you notice about practice in this slightly different way of practicing, imbuing awareness with this kindness, with metta, with offering safety to what comes up internally as a way of doing metta for ourselves, holding ourselves with care, offering safety? Would love to hear maybe one more reflection. Anybody would like to talk about how the smiling practice perhaps was. We're calling it the smiling practice now. Hi, Holly, please.
Hi. I'm going to have to keep doing the science experiment, but I think that the smiling helped calm me down, and my anxious thoughts were less likely to keep spiraling. Did that make sense?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I'll keep experimenting and see if that's true.
Yeah. It sounds like a great great report, a great first draft of your report, of your experiment as a scientist that you are, of your own mind, as we all are scientists of our own minds, and see what works for us, how it might work, and keep making discoveries. And I look forward to hearing more about your experiment, Holly, and seeing what you discover. So, and also thank you, Clark, for sharing the Google Groups information in chat. So thank you all for your practice. Thanks for coming together and doing this practice, not just for your own sake, but for all those whose lives we touch directly and indirectly. May all beings be happy, which includes us, may all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be free. Thank you all. And now.